God by James Thurber.
Once upon a starless midnight, there was an old owl who sat on the branch of an oak tree. Two ground moles tried to slip quietly by unnoticed.
You,
said the owl.
Who? They quavered in fear and astonishment.
For they could not believe it was possible for anyone to see them in that thick darkness.
You too,
said the owl. The moles hurried away and told the other creatures of the field and forest
that the owl was the greatest and wisest of all animals.
Because he could see in the dark.
And because he could answer any question.
I'll see about that,
said a secretary bird, and called on the owl one night when it was again very dark.
How many claws am I holding up?
Said the secretary bird.
Two,
said the owl, and that was right.
Can you give me another expression for that is to say, or namely?
To wit,
said the owl.
Why does a lover call on his love?
To woo,
said the owl. The secretary bird hastened back to the other creatures and reported that
the owl was indeed the greatest and wisest animal in the world because he could see in the dark and because he could answer any question.
I know. I cannot believe it.
Can he see in the daytime too?
Asked a red fox.
Can he see in the daytime too?
Echoed a French poodle. All of the other creatures laughed loudly at this silly question. And then they set upon the fox and the poodle and drove them out of the region.
Get out of here. You don't need to in your questions.
Then they sent a message to the owl and asked him to be their leader. When the owl appeared among the animals, it was high noon and the sun was shining brightly. He walked very slowly, which gave him an appearance of great dignity. And he peered about him with large staring eyes, which gave him an air of tremendous importance.
He's God,
said a Plymouth Rock hen. And the others took up the cry.
He's God!
So they followed him wherever he went.
Who are you? Who are you?
When the owl began to bump into things, they bumped into things too. Finally, he came to a concrete highway, and he started right up the middle of it, and all the other creatures followed him. Presently, a hawk, who was acting as a scout, observed a truck coming towards them at 50 miles an hour. And he reported to the secretary bird. And the secretary bird reported to the owl.
There's danger ahead.
To wit,
said the owl.
Aren't you afraid?
Who?
Said the owl calmly, for he could not see the truck.
He's God!
Cried all the creatures again, and they were still crying.
He's God!
When the truck hit them and ran them all down.
Moral, you can fool fool too many of the people too much of the time.